Thank you and good afternoon. Water service was down for residents on Booner Street between S and Dean Streets after a 10-inch section of a water main broke open earlier this morning. The water main burst left a 15-square-foot sinkhole in the eastbound lane of Booner Street, and public work crews began repairing the pipe and damage caused by excess water at 7 a.m. Customers did have full water service restored to them by the afternoon. Humboldt deputies booked 44-year-old Miranda resident Hugh Henson into county jail on Wednesday after deputies arrested him for the second time in the span of 6 days. Last Friday, deputies responded to the 1800 block of Barnum Road in Miranda after reports surfaced that Henson had a gun in his possession. Deputies conducted a probation search inside of Henson's residence and located a pistol that was reported stolen out of Fortuna. Henson was arrested on firearm charges as well as probation violation and was booked into county jail. After booking, Henson was transported to the hospital due to medical issues and was issued a citation. On Wednesday, Henson was again contacted by deputies, and he was arrested and booked into jail for an outstanding warrant. Caltrans work crews were at the Last Chance Grade on Highway 101 in Del Norte County as they spent the day removing a portion of the facade wall. The ongoing slide activity on the Last Chance Grade has caused Caltrans to assess the area and removed a portion of the wall to analyze the structural integrity. Caltrans is exploring remedies for the situation. Crews also closed down State Route 299 earlier today near the Buckhorn Summit after a logging truck was stuck while headed westbound as it went up the mountain. Around that same time, a minivan ran into an embankment, however no injuries were reported. Traffic delays were in effect on 299 as Caltrans cleared the road using R2 chain controls. The fire chief for Arcata Fire announced his retirement. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Fire Protection District has announced that Chief Desmond Cowan will retire from his position at the end of June later this year. Cowan made his announcement at Tuesday night's regularly scheduled district board meeting, and his retirement will cap a 25-year career with Arcata Fire. Cowan said in a statement that the time is right to hand over the department to a new leader, and Board Chair Linda Sundberg said that the district has met many of its goals under Cowan's leadership. The Fire District Board will now begin the search for a replacement and hopes to have a new chief in place by the start of the new fiscal year.
Thank you, Dan. Two women were sent to the hospital with injuries following a two-vehicle collision at the Indianola cutoff on Highway 101 Wednesday morning. 35-year-old Pismo Beach resident Erin Cobb was headed northbound when she collided with a vehicle driven by Rio Del resident Christina Wilson. Wilson was at the stop sign at Indianola, and according to the Highway Patrol, she pulled into the path of Cobb's vehicle. Crews from Arcata and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene and used the jaws of life to extricate the drivers. Both were transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The collision caused one-lane controlled traffic, and impairment is not considered as a factor in the crash. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Trinity River, California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal single-vehicle collision just north of Carr Creek on State Route 3 on Wednesday. The initial investigation determined that weather conditions played a role in the crash. The driver was headed southbound on State Route 3 when he turned on a right-hand curve at a speed too great for the conditions. The vehicle skid across the northbound lane and left the roadway and crashed into a tree with such force that the vehicle split into two pieces. The driver and the right front passenger sustained major injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment, while the left rear passenger, a 33-year-old Hay Fork resident, succumbed to her injuries at the scene. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. Wednesday morning, the Humboldt County Superior Courthouse tentatively sentenced Jason Anthony Warren to life without the possibility of parole for the murder of Dorothy Ulrich. Warren was also sentenced to 50 years to life for the murder of Suzanne Seaman, followed by two indeterminate sentences on two counts of attempted murder. The sentences will be served consecutively. A hearing for the official decision on these rulings are scheduled for February 8th, and during that hearing, an amount for the restitution of the victims will be determined. Warren was found guilty in early December for those crimes committed on September 27th of 2012. Highway 101 just north of the Big Lagoon was closed earlier this afternoon after a downed tree blocked roadway traffic going into both directions. Work crews from Caltrans District 1 responded to the scene, and the tree was quickly removed from the highway. Traffic was then restored. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.